comentando la nueva agenda urbana. Vivencias y prácticas que se reflejan en mejores ciudades.
In commenting the new urban agenda, we are with Andreas Damiano. He is the chief of the United Nations Webcast Services. Andreas, welcome to the program. And can you tell us a little bit about what is the Webcast Services of the United Nations?
Thank you very much. Let me say that I'm very happy to be here in Quito, Ecuador. I met a lot of people here and get to know the culture and including all the food and the customs here. So I'm very happy to be here. Let me explain a little bit about what we do here. I'm the chief of the UN Webcast Services, based in New York. But when we have major United Nations events, we go to on location and we provide coverage of the main conference. For example, you know, we're doing live streaming of all the major meetings of the conference. So people around the world that they will not able to come to Quito, even though we have about 30,000 people here now, they're able to follow the proceedings of the conference. We have in from here four parallel live meetings in two languages, so people can view the events live, or they can view them perhaps later on their own time because of time difference and different time zones. We provide also live coverage from all the events in New York. In New York, we have, because we are based out there, we have a better infrastructure. We can cover up to 20 live meetings at the same time in six languages. So people around the world can follow any of the meetings of the issues that that they care about. We also provide on-demand coverage. We edit the videos, we post them on the website so people can watch them later. We provide coverage also from Geneva. We have the Human Rights Council in Geneva, or the meetings from there. We have live events coming also from the International Court of Justice, which is based in The Hague. So people, you know, can watch cases between member states when they are brought to the court. And we try to expand our live coverage from meetings that the UN has any place in the world. So
these services that you record and have on the web page, how long do they remain there? Or do you have like an archive where people can watch, for example, this Habitat 3 mm-hmm. meeting? It's being broadcast live, but then does it have like a time span that it stays there, or there is an archive where it will stay for many, many years?
Yes, that's a good question. We started the UN Webcast Services back in 2001. Actually, we were one of the first organizations to provide live streaming. At the time, the technology was at the beginning stage. That was before YouTube, before everybody else. So we started this, you know, in 2001, and we created kind of a library from all the meetings that we covered since 2001. And it's available online. People can go back and watch and see what happened in certain events from those times. So yes, we do keep those archive videos available. We don't delete them. They're searchable. People can find them and go back and research and see what happened.
Which is something very useful for the listeners and the people that want maybe to review conferences of the previous preparation, Habitat meetings, and others related to what's happening here in Quito. Andreas, on another page of this information, the fact of having the possibility of broadcasting live from the United Nations all the conferences and all the speeches of the presenters and the people there allows you, through this service, to broadcast things with total transparency. I suppose there is like no editing or any cutting in what you transmit, because as you mentioned before, it's like the complete speeches. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us about this as a tool of obtaining the real information, contrary to what maybe happens when the media shows in the news programs all around the world the intervention of somebody in the United Nations, but they choose like 10 seconds. But here, the 10 seconds that obviously are more convenient for the media. How do you deal mm-hmm. with these issues of transparency and diplomacy?
Absolutely, yeah. There is no censorship at all. We produce, we stream live from gavel to gavel, from the time the meeting starts to the end. There is no editing. What the member states say or any representative says is complete. It's complete coverage. What it was said in that meeting, it's available to everybody, to the media, to everybody to see. And the live as well as the on-demand video.
In times where cybercrime is so frequent, and which, by the way, is also part of what is being discussed in the crime agenda of the United Nations, all these issues around cybercrime, how do you protect this page from cybercrime, or have you ever been attacked or hacked or had any problems in that area? And what are like the... I mean, do you have certain technical ways of protecting the page?
Well, like any other organization, you know, we work with, you know, we receive this denial of service attacks, which is like when you get a lot of requests to a specific website in order to bring it down, so the server cannot handle it. But we have a department that deals with the technology. The information technology department, which is maintains our infrastructure and makes sure that our servers and our data and information are protected. So far, you know, they're doing a very good job on that. We didn't have any major incidents on that could affect our operation.
Do you have any segment or special broadcasting where the average common citizens can also participate, or it's only based with the sessions and the plenaries and the high-level meetings?
Yeah, when it comes to live events, it's mainly those meetings that are by member states. But we do have also certain meetings that the civil society participates, the NGOs can participate. So it depends of the type of the meeting. Yes. And in addition to the live events on the UN Web TV website, and your audience can go and watch, it's webtv.un.org. We have not only live events for meetings, but we have also news videos. We have videos of feature videos about particular issues, about women, children, poverty.
Documentaries
as well. Movies. So, we have a variety of videos and information that your audience can go there and watch and get some awareness about certain issues, yes.
Okay, so this is the invitation for everybody to go and check the UN webcast at
webtv.un.org.
webtv.un.org, where every person around the world can be part of the United Nations and can feel like if they're sitting there in the conferences and the high-level meetings, so they can listen from the direct words of their representatives what they're saying. Thank you very much, Andreas, for coming to our program, and good luck in your projects.
Thank you.